1600 KUBA. Well, it is 20 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and proud to have on the phone Mr. William Leibowitz, who is the author of a book called Miracle Man, and he's going to tell us all about that book this morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mo. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, and I appreciate you taking time away from George, your dog. Before we get into the book, you were telling me that your dog is a very important part of your life, and you know we all love animals, the people that listen to KUBA, so what can you tell me about George and how important he is?
Well, he's a feisty miniature poodle, and he has the uncanny ability to make you think that he understands everything you're saying. So when you talk to him, he looks at you with the understanding that you would expect to see in a person's eyes. Of course, he probably has no idea what you're saying, but it's very convincing and quite comforting. He's always the friend that you need at the moment.
Well, maybe he was a bit of the inspiration for your book. I know your book, Miracle Man, is about a fellow with almost superhuman intelligence. Tell me about your book.
Great. It's a cross-genre thriller, and essentially, Miracle Man chronicles the saga of somebody named Robert James Austin, and he's the greatest genius in human history. To give you an idea how smart he is, he's about 10 times Einstein's intelligence, a freakish intelligence that this guy has, and ultimately, he becomes a real-life superhero because he devotes his intellect to one thing, and that's finding cures for diseases. But his actions ultimately garner him powerful foes like the big pharmaceutical companies, certain government agencies that wanted to turn him into an intelligence weapon instead of having him spend his time on disease research, and assorted other characters who oppose him. So it's a really interesting book, lots of conflict and action and surprise twists, and so far, thank goodness, I'm getting really, really positive reaction from readers and critics alike. So it's definitely something different, not your typical thriller.
I did read a review this morning. A fellow who wrote a review of your book, he said that he gave it one of his very rare A-plus ratings. So he was very impressed with your book.
Yes, I know. I'd like to buy him a drink. I love his review. But no, it is really different, and I thought what makes the lead character, Robert James Austin, so interesting is that he's what I call like the ultimate anti-hero or anti-celebrity, in that he's not looking for fame and to see his picture on magazine covers. He's kind of reclusive, very sort of psychologically complex, and I just thought a hero like him is interesting at a time in America when there's sort of so much meritless celebrity, you know, with all the reality TV stars and all that, that I just wanted to create an inspirational character who's different from all of what bombards us now in the media. And I think people are responding to Bobby Austin because he's very real, but he's also someone who actually gets his notoriety from doing wonderful things as opposed to just being a celebrity, so to speak.
Now he's attempting to cure diseases, but the foe, you say the foe in his tremendous undertaking is the pharmaceutical industry. So what do you think that would mean for the pharmaceutical industry if somebody like this fellow were able to find cures for diseases?
Well, I'll tell you exactly, because that is something that gets really interesting, I think, in the book. Big Pharma, you know, which is a code word for big pharmaceutical companies, essentially they make their money not from curing diseases, but by creating treatments that people have to take repetitively at great expense, and that forms the basis of the pharmaceutical industry. So when the industry sees this guy, Bobby Austin, this super genius, coming along actually curing diseases, and then any medications that he creates, he distributes through a nonprofit company as cheaply as possible. He's like their worst nightmare come true. And they view him essentially not as a godsend, like the public does, but as a very dangerous competitor. So in Miracle Man, the pharmaceutical industry goes through a lot of machinations to slow him down, try to stop him, whatever, and that creates a lot of the tension and conflict in the book. But, you know, he feels that in the last 50 years, despite the billions of dollars spent on research, very few diseases have actually been cured. And I think Austin is right about that. But meanwhile, you have, you know, an incredibly profitable pharmaceutical industry that we all know charges some pretty high prices for drugs that people have to take day after day and week after week and sometimes year after year.
So what was the, what was the last disease that was cured?
Well, quite frankly, I can't think of one. I mean, I did a huge amount of research when I was writing this book, and it is very difficult to actually find a disease that's been cured. I mean, heart disease hasn't been cured, cancer hasn't been cured, AIDS hasn't been cured. Nothing's been cured almost, but what the pharmaceutical companies do is they sell people very expensive medications they have to take constantly to treat the symptoms rather than cure. And that is what Bobby Austin and Miracle Man is going against. He's saying, no, we're going to cure diseases once and for all. We're going to cross them off the list. And so he becomes their sort of public enemy number one for the big pharma interests.
Well, we're talking with William Liebowitz, the author of Miracle Man. And one question that's a little off topic here. All authors, they get inspired by other authors. Is there some author in your past, some book that you read once that really made you decide you'd like to write a book someday?
I can't say there's one. There are some writers I certainly admire, Daniel DeSilva and John Grisham, to name two. But I can't say there's one in particular. What really inspired me to write Miracle Man was the desire to not only create an entertaining book, but to have some messages going through the book. And those messages are ultimately the incredible sanctity of human life, because this guy, Bobby Austin, has an extremely unfortunate beginning in life, and his life is almost wasted, and if that had happened, then obviously the tremendous good he did never would have occurred. So the value of a single life, and secondly, the desire to create a character that could sort of be inspirational in that once again he's doing great things and he's not interested in celebrity, and I just thought that was refreshing in the times we live in. So those were the real motivations for writing the book.
Well, William, where can we get your book?
You could get it on Amazon, either in paperback or ebook. Also Barnes & Noble Nook and iBook. And if people want to read a little bit more about it, they can go to my website, miraclemanbook.com, and there's interesting stuff on there and a lot of copies of reviews and background. You might find it interesting.
Okay. Well, you know, we're starting to lose you here, William. I also wanted to mention that we do have a local bookstore called Gotta Love Books. If they don't have the book, they'll order it for you. Well,
that would be
you. I appreciate you being on the air with me this morning. And can you hold on just one moment?
Absolutely. And thank you again, Mo.